Hi, I'm Paula. I'm an alcoholic. Is that microphone on? I don't know. I mean, I would actually prefer it not to be on, probably, because then most of you wouldn't hear me. I'm a little nervous. Because getting that recording thing closer to me is totally going to make me less nervous. The fact that it's going to be, like, forever taped or whatever. Anyway, yeah, totally. I'm here to do a service and stuff, so... No need to focus on the fear. What it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, right? Because that's what we're here for, to learn about recovery and AA and the steps and how life changes and stuff. Which is cool, dude. Like, I'm, like, here, right? And I think that's kind of, like, how life has changed because I never really would have had anything to offer. Like, for a really long time in AA, I didn't. So it's, like, such an honor to be able to speak at a meeting, to share my story, because for a really long time, I really didn't do AA. I didn't do AA. Like, I was in AA, but I didn't do AA. But I should probably backtrack, right? Because that is not the beginning of my story. Let's start at the very beginning, like Julie Andrews said in Sound of Music. All right, drinking. It's pretty awesome, right? Yeah. Totally. I certainly liked it a lot. Probably why I'm here. My childhood was, like, awesome, right? Not really, but it was objectively. Not in my head. But nothing really is great in my head anyway. Although when viewed objectively, it's actually pretty okay. I just kind of, like, have, like, am full of fear. Like, my head is constantly, like, just talking to me, like this, and just kind of, like, telling me to be afraid all the time. And that's kind of, like, my alcoholism, right? The first time that I got drunk, like, dudes, I totally, like, wanted to get wasted, because I was, like, obsessed with alcohol. I just knew, even before I had, like, ever gotten drunk, that alcohol was going to be amazing. Just, like, the solution to everything. I don't really know why, but I totally wanted to be, like, a trophy wife and, like, just hang around the country club, like, holding a martini and, like, having my pinky raised and just drinking that all day and maybe popping some pills also. Because that's totally normal, right? I just kind of envisioned that future for myself, but I thought, well, I'll be a trophy wife, so I'll be married to some rich guy, so it's totally fine. That sounds like a really good way to be happy. So the first time that I got drunk, it was pretty awesome, I gotta tell ya. I was really afraid before I did it, like, so afraid. I was at this party, and I was feeling so self-conscious, like I always did, even kind of like I feel now, except, like, a lot worse, probably magnified, like, times infinity plus one. Obviously, like, I felt like I always felt, and, like, I still do sometimes when I get in my head, which is, like, I was wondering what you were thinking about me. Like, I was thinking that I totally sucked and that I wasn't, like, good enough to, like, hang out with you, and nobody liked me, and I wasn't pretty, and I wasn't smart, and, like, whatever. And, like, probably that was all in my head, right? Because objectively, I mean, I had friends. You know, like, I got good grades, and, like, I was going through, like, an ugly phase in my life, so I probably wasn't really pretty, but luckily, I'm past that, as you can see. Yeah. But, I'm humbled, that's just the truth. So I started drinking, and it was, like, amazing, right? It was just, like, this huge sigh of relief. Like, I drank, and it was finally, like, you know, like, I just exhaled, and everything was, like, all right, and it was just, like, it all just, like, washed off, like, from me. I don't even know if that's, like, correct, but you guys see what I'm doing, right? It's just, like, it just slipped away. And it was just, like, kind of, like, Zen, like, awesome, like, this state of, like, utopia, like, the happiest I had ever been. So obviously the solution was to keep drinking, because if I felt like utopia at that moment, wouldn't it be, like, way better if I drank more? And it just got better. Like, seriously, I think it's, like, ineffable, really, the way that alcohol really affected me that first time. But you can totally see my alcoholism since that first time. I mean, I do, right? Because I had drank a few, and then I remember having this feeling of like, man, if I drink one more, I know I'll probably throw up because I don't feel so good right now. And I was already like really like falling down drunk. But then I thought, you know what? I mean, one more will probably make me feel better. So that totally like outweighed the fact that I could probably like end up throwing up. And I was at like this black tie party. So I was wearing like this really nice dress and like all this stuff. But I totally drank one more because that's what always happened in my alcoholism, right? I was always like feeling like great. And at like this point where I was like, you know, like that right level of what I thought was like the right level of drunk. And I always knew that I shouldn't, like, keep drinking. Like, there was, like, that voice saying, like, you probably shouldn't keep drinking because if you keep drinking, like, you're going to overdo it and either dumb stuff is going to happen and you're going to, like, pass out and, like, choke on your own vomit or, like, have your friend – dare your friend to hit you with his car or, like, you know, all the normal stuff. But, I mean – even, like, knowing that, like, I would kind of know it, but I would still keep drinking because – I always thought that I could feel better, right? Even though I was already, like, what I considered, like, a like pretty drunk. Like, I always wanted to drink more for no reason except that probably it's, like, the allergy of alcoholism, like alcohol reacting in my body where I really did have, like, didn't have any control over it. I would just keep drinking and drinking, even though I knew that I shouldn't. I mean, you guys can relate to that, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. This is a closed meeting, right? So I'm pretty sure that all you guys are drunks. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much my alcoholism, like, summed up, really. I drank a lot, and I threw up a lot, and I passed out a lot, and I almost died several times. But I still like kept drinking, right? After all that stuff happened. And I would have like consequences to my drinking, like not really big ones. I got sober like right after I turned 18. So it's not like huge things happened in my life, but my life definitely started getting worse. And people certainly didn't like being around me. They had like this thing where they were like, I don't want to be around you because I think that you're going to drink too much and then I'm going to end up taking care of you. And I was like, no, 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 don't worry about it. I can totally handle this. I couldn't. Although I totally thought that I could. Although sometimes I would just say that and then just like secretly think like, ha, I'm just going to trap you into taking care of me so I don't die tonight, but I'm totally going to get wasted. That's kind of sick. But yeah. I think really what was kind of bad is that I kind of hated my life, even though I was drinking. And drinking kind of made me feel good, but I was totally, like, empty inside and just, like, kind of wanted to die. And by kind of wanted to die, I mean, like, really wanted to die. Like, I would kind of, like, wake up every morning kind of, like, wondering, like kind of mad that I was still alive. Like, I'd be, like, seriously, like, I drank all this yesterday, and I did, like, you know, these drugs and stuff, and, like, I didn't, like, overdose or anything or die of alcohol poisoning. I kind of hoped that I would die of alcohol poisoning because that would kind of, like, end my misery, right? I kind of just wanted, like, I even wanted, like, something bad to happen to me. Like, I would purposefully get myself in, like, dangerous situations because I just kind of wanted someone to, like, kind of kill me. And then I wouldn't have, like, committed suicide because that's so lame, right? Although I thought it was so cool that I was such a drunk, right? So, obviously, I was so concerned about my image. If I'm, like, rambling or, like, not making sense, I kind of just want to, like, say some sort of excuse. Like, I've been working a lot today or something, which is totally true, which is really weird, because why was I working? I used to totally hate working. Oh, my God. Like, I would totally, like, tell my sponsor, like, that I just, like, did no work. And today I totally worked, and I liked it. It was weird. But anyway, back to drinking. I went to college, and pretty much, like, right when I got to college, like at that point in my drinking, I had drank for a few years and I would kind of drink all day. Like I would kind of wake up in the morning, and when I say kind of, I really mean really. I don't really know why I say kind of. I think that I've been taught to not talk in definitive statements at school. And yeah, but no, I totally drank in the morning and I totally drank throughout the day, and I could not make it throughout the day without drinking. And like I had one friend who is also now in AA. So I guess that kind of is telling of like what our relationship was like, which mostly kind of consisted of drinking and us enabling each other by comparing our drinking to each other and thinking like, oh, we're completely normal, because, you know, she was doing the same as I was. So I knew that I was okay. It's totally normal to be wasted at 8 a.m., right? And during your Italian class, I don't know why. Yeah, but what happened was my school kind of decided that I had a problem. I didn't really understand. But my school decided that I needed to go to rehab. One of my professors had, like, been concerned about me. And she was all, like, went to, like, the counseling center. And, they decided that I needed to go to rehab, that I had an alcohol problem. I did not believe them. I believed that my problem was everyone else. Kind of like, I was like, well, my life really sucks, you know? Like, nobody understands me. My parents don't get me. I don't have any friends. That's totally why I drink, because my life sucks. That's why. And I truly believed that, right, at that moment. Like, I didn't think at all that I could be an alcoholic. Like they said that I was, like, I went to rehab and they were kind of like, yeah, you're an alcoholic. And I was kind of like, no, I don't think so. Like, to me, it made so much sense that I was not an alcoholic and that it was your fault, like, the world. And I was just so mad at you, and like nothing had worked out for me, and like my luck was just so bad that I had been dealt this awful card of, you know, growing up in a family that gave me everything that I needed and almost everything that I wanted, and like, you know, that I had like all these siblings to keep me company, and like, I was like, you know, like, go to this great school. God, my life was awful. But I guess this is like insanity of alcoholism, right? Like, my perspective of the world is just so messed up. Even like now, if I get really in my head, like, my life can seem so like miserable, even though it's actually really great. But yeah, actually what happened, which is when I kind of started thinking that maybe I was an alcoholic, is I totally drank when I was in rehab. And I really didn't think that was weird, because other people did also happen to actually do drugs while we were in rehab and drink. And I drank with another person who was in rehab with me, so I didn't think that it was like that big a deal. But apparently the rehab did think that. It's weird. You go out on a pass to go to a museum, you drink during it and come back to rehab, and they're like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that. It's against the rules. I'm like, I didn't read that in the rules. I drink when I was there. And you know what's like weird? Like, nothing huge happened really. Like, I wasn't kicked out of the rehab. They thought about it. Nothing really changed in my external life because of that. But something just kind of like clicked, right? I had all of a sudden, like, after I drank that, like, I had all this fear, right? And all this like stuff, like, I remember, like, it, like, coming to mind, I called, like, my sponsor at the time, because that's, like, the really one good thing about that rehab, right? They really encouraged us to get a sponsor, and that's great, because it was, like, the first introduction that I had to AA, even though, like, when I got to AA, I kind of thought that you guys were a cult, and that's also when that episode of South Park came out, where they talked about AA as a cult, so it totally freaked me out, yeah, so I called my sponsor and I was like, I was really scared. And I was like, oh my God, I think that I might be an alcoholic, because I think that a normal drinker probably wouldn't have drank when they were in rehab, knowing that they would get kicked out of school and knowing that their parents would kind of disown them and knowing that they're in the middle of Wisconsin and they don't know anyone in the middle of Wisconsin, because, you know, I didn't go to school in Wisconsin. And that it was winter, and I'm from Puerto Rico, and it was really cold outside. And I don't know. I just kind of figured that at that moment, I kind of had, two choices, which was to either stay in rehab and actually try it, or to go out and drink and kind of, ruin my life. I didn't even think at that point that I would go and drink normally. I just kind of thought, well, I can just, leave rehab and with the guy that I relapsed with, and just we can go drink and die, and that could be my life. And I actually thought about it. I used to think that was so this romantic life, really Kurt Cobain style of living, drugs until you die, kill yourself. And I don't know why I thought that was amazing, because it's really not. It's actually really sad. But yeah, I don't really know what happened there. Dude, my accent just totally came out there. Wow. I don't really know what happened. I guess it was probably God or something, except I don't really recognize it at the moment. But I'm really glad that whatever made me stay in the rehab and decide to give this a shot, I'm really glad that happened. Now I am. At the moment, I wasn't really. Totally speed this up. I guess that's what they talk about when they're what happened? What it was like and what happened? I have no idea what happened. Just something happened, and I just realized that I had to either do this or go and live under a bridge and die. But it's kind of awesome that happened, right? I mean, I didn't think so at the moment. I kind of thought that my life was over. I was 18. And I was a freshman in college, and, I was just oh, my God, my life is just so over. I can't go to frat parties. I can't, hang out with my friends. Everyone's going to think I'm so lame. There's going to be no more fun. Life is impossible even with drinking. Imagine without drinking. It's going to be awful. But I kind of, kept doing AA anyway, after I left rehab and all that stuff. I have no idea why, because I did not want to be sober. It must have been a higher power or something that kept me sober at that time. And what happened for a really long time while I was in AA, was that I was physically in AA, but I wasn't actively participating in, AA. And, as a result, my life totally sucked. Even in sobriety. I guess oh my God. Okay. I was talking about it with a friend of mine the other day. It's totally when I learned how to cook, which I sort of know how to cook now. It's that when I first had to cook for myself, I was I had all these recipes, right, that my mom gave me, and she told me how to make stuff. But I was no, that sounds really hard. That's a lot of steps. I think I'll skip all of these and just kind of make it. And then I would end up with pasta that was one big glob. And God, it would be awful to eat, or this really dry, rubbery chicken. And I would just eat that day after day, because I didn't even realize that I knew that I had the recipes, but I was yeah, I don't need to follow it correctly. I don't need to do all of it. That's just too much work. I'll just eat this bad chicken every day. Which is ridiculous, right? But that's so weird, because that's how it happened to me in AA, right? I would just keep coming to AA and keep coming to these meetings. And oh my God, when I was cooking, I would see my brother, and he would actually follow recipes, and his meals would be delicious. And I would be so jealous, and I'd be like, what is he doing that I'm not doing? He's just a good cook, by nature, and I'm just not meant to get this. And totally self-pitying, even though I didn't even see the fact that, he was actually putting in the effort and the work to cook well. And I wasn't. It didn't even cross my mind that was the answer. And that's totally what happened in AA, right? Also, it didn't even cross my mind that the answer was to actually work the steps in AA, or to read the big book. I would keep coming to meetings and sit and not pay attention, or sit and judge everyone in the room, or sit there and kind of look at my phone and text, or look at the internet and just kind of oh, I have to be here because I need to stay sober, and this is going to keep me sober. but I wouldn't really do anything. Like, I wasn't even getting anything out of the meetings. Like, I was, like, physically sitting there, but I didn't get anything. Like, I might as well, like, have not gone to meetings at that point. But, you know, like, what happened is that my life was, like, really miserable. Kind of like eating that rubbery chicken every day, which, by the way, I was totally in this period of my time when I ate the rubbery chicken every day, so it kind of makes sense that I really didn't try. But, God, what happened was, like, I didn't see it at first because, like, when I first got sober, my life started getting a lot better, right? Like, stuff, like, started getting better, like school and stuff like that. But I didn't start working the program, so even though, like, the external stuff in my life had gotten better, like, I was still empty inside and I was still, like, emotionally, like, and spiritually bankrupt. And after a couple of years, after a few years in sobriety, what happened was my life externally was still okay. Like, it looked okay. Like, I was, you know, going to a great school and, like everything was fine. But I was, like, I felt awful. Like, I felt worse than I did even before I came into sobriety. And I just wanted to drink or wanted to die. And I didn't understand why. And I thought that I had, like, just was the one that wasn't able to get AA, that it just wasn't going to work for me, and all that stuff. And what happened there was, I mean, I have really no idea, like, what happened again. Like, again, it must have been, like, God or something. That, like, I got, like, the sponsor who I have now. And she took me through the steps. And it's kind of awesome. That's totally, like, what was lacking in my life, which is also, by the way, if you guys cook, follow the recipe to the T and you will get delicious food. I no longer eat rubbery chicken. But, yeah, that's what happened in my life, right? Like, I started working these steps, and I really didn't want to. I really, really didn't want to. But I also learned that, like, willingness, just, like, in order to be willing, like, I don't really have to want to do it. And I've complained a lot to my sponsor. But I was willing to work the steps, even though I was, like, complaining about them and so in fear about them. And, like, I was so afraid of somebody, like, actually knowing stuff about me. Like, I was afraid of the fourth step, the fifth step, the eighth step, the ninth step. I was even afraid of 6 and 7, which are so hard. And they're, like, even nowadays, like, those are definitely the hardest steps that I work, like, taking opposite actions. So difficult. Oh, my God. Having direct conversations with people, it's, like, the worst. But after doing it, like, everything is so much clearer. It's really weird. It's kind of awesome. But, yeah, basically, like, I worked the steps. Life kind of turned really amazing, except it's not always amazing, to be honest. Like, sometimes life gets hard. But what's really awesome, right, is I was talking about this with a friend of mine, is, like, life can get, like, really hard. Like stuff can happen externally, but I don't get, like, stuck in it as long as I used to. Or, like, I have, like, a sponsor who can I can, like, ask for direction. And if I take it, like, life gets better, or, like, I can, like, walk through that. And, you know, I think it's just, like, those are, like, the gifts of sobriety, right? Like, it's not, you know, that I, like, I'm in law school and have, like, this great apartment and, like, you know, like, have this great, like, have all this, like, stuff and, like, these, like jobs and whatever. But it's really, like, I don't wake up every morning wanting to die, right? That's amazing. Like, I never thought that I would wake up in the morning and not want to die. And I, like, now I wake up in the morning and I don't. I mean, sometimes I think, like, I don't want to get up. God, who wants to go to work? But I don't wake up thinking, like, God, I wish I was dead. Why didn't I die in my sleep? Like, I get to, like, you know, show up to school, like, even to my morning classes, which is weird, because I would never get up in the morning, because I would be so depressed. But I show, like, I get to show up to school, and that is, like, totally AA right there, because that is, like, in no way me. Like, I had nothing to do with that except, like, somehow being able to take the action after praying for, like, forever about being able to get up in the morning. Like, I'm able to, like, spend time with my family and not, like, want to slap. I mean, sometimes I want to slap them, but I don't, like, actually have a temper tantrum out loud, which is awesome and totally, like, another amazing gifts of sobriety that, like, I was totally just spent, like, 5 days with my family, and even though they were driving me kind of insane, like, I didn't yell at them or anything like that, you know, like I didn't storm out like I like I didn't I don't know I don't even know how to say it. Like, I used to be such a spoiled brat, and I still sometimes am, but it's like getting better, right? Like, I don't hate like who I am, and I used to, because I had like, I kind of like really dislike my defects, and I dislike how I act with my defects. But like, it's really awesome, because like through AA and like kind of being able to work on that and like growing closer to like a higher power, and helping other people, like, I'm not like that person that I was. And I mean, I still have like defects and stuff like that, but I still can like kind of work on them, and I do have like some hope that, you know, that eventually, like, I won't be doing that sort of stuff, and I'm sure new defects will come up. But I think it's really awesome that I don't like hate who I am, and like, I'm not dead. Cause I'm like 25, and I totally thought I would be dead when I was 25. On my 25th birthday at midnight, a bus almost hit me, and I was like, oh my God, that is so weird. But I'm so grateful to be alive. Cause I always thought that I would make sure to die before I was 25, like from an overdose or like killing myself. So I was like, wow, that is messed up. But yeah, I think that my time is up, but I'm like actually like really grateful to be here. AA is cool. Work the steps.